Emma's back with business.
Thanks, Fran. Some news just in. Danske Bank, which owns what used to be National Irish Bank, has reported net profits of 1.3 billion euro for the first 9 months of the year. On Ireland, the bank says that the result of non-core activities, which consist mainly of the portfolio of non-core Ireland exposures, showed a loss before tax of €137.8 million euro, and that result was in line with its expectations. Elsewhere, the first half of this year saw 40% growth in the Irish digital advertising market, with a total digital spend of 130 million euro. Mobile ad spend now accounts for 29% of the total spend on ads. And according to a report out this morning from PwC and IAB Ireland, this strong performance contrasts with the spend on other media, which grew by less than 1% in the same 6 months. We're joined now by the Trade Association for Online Advertising Industry, IAB Ireland, Suzanne McGilligott, and by another of the speakers at a conference that the organisation holds today. That's Jide Sobo, head of mobile at MEC UK. Suzanne, that's massive growth in the digital advertising market. Presumably that's because of the growth in smartphones and tablets.
Yes, indeed, Emma. They have very much device usage and second screens have very much driven the ad spend. It has also grown across desktop. I mean, it's grown by 20% across desktop, but the most dramatic and record growth is the takeoff of mobile, and that is 132% in the first half of this year. And as you say, it is because of 85% now of your listeners, of adults in Ireland, have an on-the-go device. And increasingly are spending more and more time absorbing content online via their mobiles. And as the trade organisation for digital advertising, our job is really to enable brands, the key brands and advertisers in our market, to understand that mobile has to be fundamental and at the core of their communications.
And Suzanne, who are the core advertisers? Because on desktop, it's quite traditional. Banks spending the most money, then consumer goods and retailers, and then telecoms. Does that translate to mobile as well?
Interestingly, it is much the same mix. I mean, across any medium, the key players are FMCG is always one that has traditionally one of the biggest spends. Fast-moving consumer goods, indeed. And in mobile, they are the biggest. They are the biggest player, tied with entertainment and media. And then retail and financial are bringing up the next positions. And you know, these categories move around in terms of the ranking.
And briefly, Suzanne, I apologise for interrupting, but if you were to rate Ireland in terms of its websites and how easy it is for us to consume mobile advertising, if that's what we want to do, we rate pretty well.
We do. We're getting there as a message. We're there to help advertisers do better. We have a new study out today, four pieces of research, but one actually looking at how prepared brands are in terms of their website, how optimized they are for mobile. And Ireland tracks at 56%. The EU average is 54%. So we're somewhat better, but really we should be at 100% given the amount of usage and the amount of devices that are in the Irish market now. Brands really need to become more optimised.
Jide Sobo of media agency MEC UK. Those of us who consume information on our mobiles or tablets may not even realise when we're being advertised at. How does it work now?
It's mainly a mixture of sort of banner ad formats and then also native ad formats, which where the advertising actually looks very much like the content that you're consuming on your device. So particularly in things like Facebook, adverts that appear within the news feed, they tend to look very similar to the rest of the content in your news feed. And the idea is that those adverts should have content or messages that are very relevant to you, and then they become less intrusive and consumers are much more likely to actually engage with that type of advertising.
Okay, Jide Sobo of media agency MEC UK and Suzanne McGilligott of the IAB Ireland. Thanks very much for joining us this morning. Briefly, on the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.26 and at 78.83 pence sterling.
Great stuff, Emma. Thanks very much indeed.